This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, September 1st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the TikTok war. Believe it or not, in the capitals of Europe, they believe the way to defeat Russia and separate the Russian people from Vladimir Putin is through TikTok, social media. TikTokers and YouTubers believed to be the weapon that will drive a wedge between the Russian government and the Russian people. This is according to a report in Bloomberg News. Germany and France reportedly telling other members of the European Union to deploy the Sochmed stars. Ideas on how the war of information can be used to influence Russian citizens formulated in a document that was sent ahead of this week's EU meeting in Prague. The plan meant for discussion behind closed doors, but Bloomberg got a copy of this and reviewed the document ahead of time. The German and French governments suggest building relationships with video bloggers on platforms like YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Telegram, and VK to spread EU-funded teaching courses on media literacy, says Bloomberg. The courses will supposedly explain to Russians why they should ignore Russian propaganda and trust independent information that counters what the Russian government says. Independent, EU-funded information. One can hear the laughter from the Kremlin all the way here in the heartland of the United States. Topic number 4, California short circuits. This is one of those stories you just can't make up. The same week that the government of California passed a law mandating the sale of nothing but electric-powered vehicles by the year 2035, Californians are being advised not to charge their electric vehicles through next week Wednesday or next week Tuesday because of a heat wave. In other words, the power grid can't handle air conditioning and the number of electric vehicles already on the road now. Okay? They're being advised to set thermostats no lower than 78 degrees and avoid using large appliances, turning off unnecessary lights. This, again, the same week that California officially announced that it will be all electric vehicles for sale by the year 2035. Officials haven't said how they plan to deal with their overwhelmed power grid by 2035 when they add millions of new electric vehicles to the power grid. Another hurdle is installing enough charging stations across the state to handle all these new EVs. California does have the most in the U.S., but it says it'll need another 2.1 million by 2030 to meet the demand created by the new law in California. John Bozzella, president and CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, said, and he's being polite here, the mandate would be extremely challenging for automakers to meet. In other words, they're dreaming. Governor Gavin Newsom calls the move to eventually move to an all-electric vehicle state was groundbreaking. I think he meant economy breaking, power grid breaking, budget breaking. Breaking, but not in a good way. Topic number 3, trash on the Temple Mount. Numerous videos making their way to the internet showing garbage trucks on the Temple Mount, operated by the Islamic Waqf. That's the organization from the government of the nation of Jordan, the Kingdom of Jordan, that has official sovereignty over the Temple Mount. They administer the Temple Mount, although it's policed by the Israeli police. The Waqf collecting garbage from around the Temple Mount and dumping it on a particular spot, which, according to Jewish tradition, was the site of the Holy of Holies. This is not by accident. The activity was documented by Be'adenu, which is a Temple Mount activist organization. According to Be'adenu, the dumping began just a few days after Tisha B'Av, the day commemorating the destructions of the two Jewish temples, 586 BC by Nebuchadnezzar, AD 70 by the Romans. It once stood on the Temple Mount, and I know that there are some who believe otherwise, but all the archaeology and all Jewish tradition points to the Temple Mount. Anyway, this activity by the Waqf is being carried out without any oversight by Israeli authorities. Now, Tom Nassani, who's the CEO of this organization, released a statement, quote, following the documented football games around the Temple Mount, he's referring to Palestinians who occupied the Temple Mount during recent protests and played soccer there on the Temple Mount. And the desecration of its antiquities now comes another stage in turning the compound into the Arabs' playground, After we understood the Temple Mount isn't as valuable to them, it's time that the state of Israel starts enforcing its sovereignty in the holiest place in the world and decides if it wants to control it." End quote. And that's really the issue here. Religious Jews have wanted control of the Temple Mount since it was recaptured in 1967 during the Six-Day War. And that would have been the time to do it. But Moshe Dayan, leader of the Israeli forces in 1967, was a secular Jew. For him, this was nothing more than an archaeological curiosity. And it was thought by other secular Jews in 1967 that if they extended the hand of friendship to Muslims and allowed them to continue to access the Temple Mount, which they believe was the site of Muhammad's night journey when he miraculously traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem in a single night, which might have been possible if he was traveling from Petra, but that's a whole nother story. Now it would be difficult to reclaim the Temple Mount, because not only do you have Muslims who say that they believe it's a sacred site, although their activities suggest otherwise, Jews who want to rebuild a third temple, or at least some who do, you also have Christians who consider this a holy site. The reason there is so much trouble around this 35-acre patch of ground is because it is the Har Moed, the Mount of Assembly, the Temple Mount, Har Moed, from which we get the Greek word Armageddon. There's more going on here than just political machinations. This is a spiritual conflict. Topic number two, social media self-harm. Disturbing story. Twitter is being criticized for allowing people who enjoy cutting themselves to share videos and images of themselves on the social media platform. Self-harm related hashtags have risen by a factor of five times over the past month or so, or over the past year or so rather. Vulnerable teens are posting tens of thousands of images of their injuries. Online monitors who track this have said there's a huge uptick in teens and young adults cutting their skin and then sharing photos on social media. Hashtags using words like arm gills and cat scratch and raspberry filling showing up with greater frequency on Twitter. Researchers from the Network Contagion Research Institute and Rutgers University have documented a 500% increase in the use of these coded self-harm hashtags among up to tens of thousands of times per month now on Twitter. They warn that troubled young people are encouraging each other to cut themselves more deeply and more often, and is urging Twitter to clamp down on this. Alex Goldenberg, who wrote this 19-page report, told DailyMail.com that Twitter's self-harming community has been allowed to grow and glorify self-harm. Again, this is so illogical. It's more than psychological. It is spiritual. There is a spirit behind this that compels young people to cut themselves in really horrific ways. It is very disturbing. Pray for the young people coming up today in an increasingly anti-Christian world. Coming up, how to hire a psychic. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, how to hire a psychic. This is like the punchline to a joke. A man in the UK looking to hire a psychic has splurged on a billboard near the city of Manchester, a huge roadside ad. But as you can see, he's essentially wanting to screen out the pretenders. Psychic wanted, you know where to apply. Nobody knows exactly who has hired the signage company and spent the unspecified amount of money for this ad, but went up on a busy commuter route on August 18th. Apparently, the belief being that an actual legitimate person in contact with the spirit realm would know who, when, where, and how to get in touch with. Again, it's funny, but again, from a Christian perspective, you look at this and realize there's more going on here. True psychics, people who do have contact with the spirit realm, they're basically going against the will of God. Now, there are some seers who actually get insights into that realm as a gift from God, but those who profess themselves to be able to contact the spirit realm and see into that realm, just remember, God was very clear about contacting mediums and necromancers. And as I learned during the research for my book, The Second Coming of Saturn, it was explicitly linked in the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy to the cult of the dead. Basically, God's word was, don't do it. Skywatch Films, where you can get cutting-edge documentary films for as little as $3 and instant access. These are available as video-on-demand streaming video direct to your mobile device or big-screen TV. Most smart TVs made in the last few years are compatible with either Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast, so you can take something from your smartphone or tablet and cast it to your television without any wires and watch on the big screen. Skywatch Films gets you a selection of cutting-edge documentaries on topics like the UFO phenomenon, well, child trafficking for occult purposes, the transhumanist movement, which believes that we can overcome death and be as gods through science. Instant access, full HD, as little as $3. Find out more online at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Speaking of Israel, we're going to be back there and we will visit the Temple Mount next March, March 19th through 30th. Our 2023 Israel tour, Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be joining us as we take you all across the Holy Land, Nazareth, Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount included. We'll also visit the Mount of Olives and show you there, based on Zev Porat's research, the actual historic locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus, not on their usual tours. And we'll see some fascinating archaeological sites too, like Shiloh, Joshua's altar, I mean, literally, the altar of Joshua, and much more. Get a complete look at what's going on there. A sample itinerary is posted online, breakdown of costs, and a place to reserve your spot on the tour at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Rabbi Zev Porat is the special guest as he discusses his new book, The Chaldean Unmasking, The Chaldean Spirit. Sharon and I were honored to be on the panel for the discussions. You'll find the over-the-air broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now on your TV if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV. Just add that to your set-top box, and all of our video content will be right there at the click of your remote. You can also bring it into your smartphone or tablet, bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech. And this app powered by a Christian company, so they're not going to censor us. All of our video content, important news updates 3 times weekly, and a calendar of Skywatch TV's upcoming events, all right there in the palm of your hand. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we've got links to the app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.